This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors. And today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to. And you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Hey everyone! Before we get started, I just want to let you know that your input can directly make our shows better. One of the biggest ways to support your favorite shows here is by rating and commenting on iTunes. All of our shows are available in Apple Podcast form on iTunes, and all you have to do is search for AfterBuzz and your favorite show title. Once you're there, leave the show a rating and a comment on why you like the show or any comments you have for the hosts. Thank you so much for listening, and we hope to continue to bring you the best shows we possibly can.
Going on down to AfterBuzz, gonna talk to your favorite show.
Friendly hosts everywhere, humble talks without flirtation.
Going on down to AfterBuzz, gonna see my favorite host.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We're so bad, we're good. We have Mr. Sayre, Mr. Liberal, and Mr. Am. That's right, Phil I Am, the naysayer, Stephen Lemieux, and yes, White Liberal, Christian Black.
That's right, it's about time people start listening to the whites. I think that's what the lesson really is.
We want her to be quite literal, so we have White Liberal.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the South Park After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. First and foremost, obviously, it's going to be very spoiler-filled, and as we always do, overall opinion of the episode and giving it a grade. Who do I start with, the liberal or the right side?
The naysayer is thinking it's like a C+.
C+. Well,
after last week's was great.
Yeah, I was talking to Phil earlier today. I couldn't believe that was the show that I missed. I wasn't able to talk about it. It was a Terrence and Phillip episode, for God's sake. And where were they tonight? They needed to be in here. I think you're right. It's one of those ones where they probably got Trey and Mac out to the last few minutes and were like, I don't really know how to end this. We'll figure it out next week. And then they're like, meh, forget it. Let's just go on vacation.
Honestly, it felt like after last week they had something cool set up, but then they were like, oh, but we have to find some way to do it in Stranger Things, so let's pigeonhole ourselves in doing it in Stranger Things, even though it doesn't really make that much sense. Even though the funniest part of the episode was the 80s music when the kids were walking. Because like you hear it in Stranger Things, it's like, no, that's not 80s music. It's just synthesizers.
No, but I mean, especially in season two of Stranger Things, whenever you hear music, it's like the best songs from the 80s.
So yeah.
I think it was so funny that in this, it was so funny, just like Heidi, it was so funny that they used some of the worst songs from the 80s. And Phil
Pac-Man.
And I, Pac-Man Fever, the Super Bowl Shuffle, Gloria, and the Queen of Hearts by Juice Newton was right up there. And of course, Hold On to the Nights by Richard Marx. So they found probably the five of the worst songs from the 80s. And I think that's what would really have happened. If you were out with your friends trying to solve a crime or something and you had the radio on, you'd have terrible music
on. So if I go to Pandora right now.
Yeah.
No, Spotify.
Yes, Spotify.
Well, they're the same, right?
Yeah.
I'll give it a C+ as well. I was just so excited coming into Wednesday of like, we're going to wrap up this season. This is going to be fantastic.
They nuked Canada.
Yeah, and here's the thing. The takeaway from me, what Heidi says, and the joke, the punchline about it's all up to the whites now.
Yes.
I get it. I appreciate it. I love the sentiment, how he got there. Didn't really love it.
Well, what was kind of weird to me is that like they stereotype Trump so well as Garrison, where it just takes it to the extreme, and even in this sense, not even that much of the extreme. But then they show Justin Trudeau, and you think, okay, we were dealing with the prime minister last episode, which is hilarious, because he's like, let me finish. I'm finished. And then they introduced a Justin Trudeau character, which, he's such a pussy. Like, there's so much that you can rag on the guy about. And
hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at IKEA-USA.com/circular. Visit IKEA-USA.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
The most exciting part of a vacation stay at a home rental? Easy. It's being greeted upon arrival with a rusted lockbox affixed to the underside of a stranger's condo. Yeah, you simply twist knobs, click gears, jiggle it, and then rip it off its moorings, and voila! Your prize is a key to a questionable home rental and maybe tetanus. When you just want to get your vacation started by actually getting into your room, it matters where you stay. At Hilton, we deliver your key right to your phone on the Hilton Honors app. Hilton, for the stay.
They just don't make fun of him at all. And I'm like, why? That doesn't make sense. Like, why would you go out of your way to introduce a character from the real world and then just not make fun of him at all? So, like, the whole Canada story just kind of fell flat aside from, hey, let's bring Ike in.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely expected a lot more Canada. And you know, as we're talking about it, I haven't given a letter grade yet. I'm going to solid D because I'm just very disappointed. You know, this episode would still graduate and, you know, get into like a junior college, but it's
gender studies major.
Yeah, definitely a gender studies major.
Here's what I don't like. I'm all for continuing storylines and so forth, but we got to wrap it up. The fact that Kyle, me and Steph talked about this last episode. Kyle completely misinterpreted the Man in the Mirror song, which, I mean, the message couldn't have been any clearer.
Except to Kyle.
And yet, he didn't do anything with that. We Kyle just kind of is there and he feels bad, but he never really atones for Ike and Canada. I was hoping for a Blame Canada song, something.
Well, that was the interesting thing, too, where they kept saying that you're turning into your mother because, you know, they took the plot from the movie and we're like, yeah, we're gonna go ahead and squeeze that in here. So as much as I thought last week's episode was fun, I was like, it did feel a little lazy that they're just, you know, revisiting the People Against Canada.
But I liked that because I was like, okay, so we're building up to something. But then they completely dropped it this episode. Like, it was, yeah, he felt bad about the nuke, but like, why didn't we have sorry, my mic just went weird. Why didn't we have him have a moment where he goes to the other spectrum? Like, okay, well, obviously people are still doing the messed up stuff after we've nuked Canada. That wasn't the answer. So is the answer the president? Why didn't Kyle go against Trump? Why didn't Kyle go against Garrison? Like, it didn't feel like a rubber band snapping back. It just felt like, okay, now I'm sad now.
And Kyle was really the driving force last week, but you felt like he was barely in this. You know, he's like, I feel really bad. It's almost like Ike had more screen time than he did. So, yeah, I definitely think that's why it was so disappointing, was because they built up to something, and then by the time it was all over, you're like, what the hell? It might as well have been an M. Night Shyamalan movie. You know, you're just like, what the fuck was that?
They had so many things set up, and I really actually loved the way they were revisiting all the moments that have gotten us to here. The only thing we were missing was also member berries, because we were taking a trip down memory lane.
Remember.
But that was the problem. I really felt they could have done a complete reset button on everything.
What was the what was it parodying with her, like them just getting to these different places and her like being like, wait a second, and then seeing them in different lights?
I don't think it was parodying anything. I think it was just her coming to a realization of, wow, this is how I got here. And because we as an audience have been fed, I mean, I don't know, maybe it's parodying Game of Thrones because like Game of Thrones took so many years until like, wow, it's finally paying off.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know that it's a specific thing. It's definitely something you'll see in, you know, any show that's been on long enough and they just sort of look back. I think it was just really Heidi realizing, look at all these places where these terrible things happened and I need to break up with you. That's why it's so upsetting that Steph can't be here tonight, because I know how invested she was in Heidi, and I think that that arc might have brought her back to Team Heidi, unfortunately. I like that she was disillusioned with Heidi.
She was a big Heidman shipper.
I thought the solution would have been her going back to social media or something. Because that's well, what she's like, this is the place where it all started. I let go of my phone.
I'll tell you what I expected to happen when she had the gun. At first, you think she's going to shoot Cartman. I'm like, oh my God, she's going to kill herself. I legitimately expected Heidi to blow her head off. And I was just like, wow, that's going to be so dark. And then they didn't do it. So I'm not saying I'm disappointed, but I really was convinced that that's where that was going.
That would have definitely hit a reset button.
Yeah, it definitely would have.
Well, because I we've seen it before of like, oh, geez, okay, well, let's clean this up.
Yeah.
You know, and they would have just buried it.
Maybe Heidi was Saddam Hussein the whole time, and then we get the Blame Canada song, and then we're good.
Everybody would have
bring
been
it all back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. We could talk about the themes and whatnot, but that's fine. But as far as the hard-hittingness, the story, the impact, I get it, okay? You know, we're three white people. We have nothing to complain about.
We're the whites.
By the way, one of the things I absolutely loved about the episode was the fact that we open up with the daughter, whose name is Crystal White.
Very nice, yeah.
Great name. Any significance in the name Bob, other than just that it is a common white name?
Bob is such a white name, you know, and I don't think Bob White means anything, or even, you know, Robert White or whatever, but... there were a couple things which I thought were funny, which was like it's kind of the press conference with the sheriff saying that, you know, you can't even do a coy satirical take on shooting the president. And, you know, the sort of the follow up questions of like, well, what if we joke about our friend shooting the president? I don't know. I thought that was actually very funny. My favorite line came from that moment though, which was, they'll do what they did to Kathy Griffin, make her unfunny for 30 years.
I like that line.
Yeah.
But even you mentioning that makes me think that at the end they could have had Heidi be like, I'm going to end it all, point the gun at Garrison and say, I'm going to shoot the president, and then have the sheriff come out and shoot Heidi being like, you're not allowed to do that. Like,
wow. Yeah. No, I mean, story-wise, that would have made a lot more sense. That would have been a much clearer, more linear story than the one they told.
Absolutely. Yeah, this one's tough to break down. Just overall, it feels so raw at the moment. The term being disappointment, unfortunately.
Yeah, I mean, obviously they're using Canada as a switch for North Korea. It's like, right? Like, that's kind of the thing. Is like, okay, you have the president who's, you know, antagonizing North Korea, and everyone thinks that North Korea is going to bomb us because of this. And, I mean, I'm kind of drawing straws here because there's...
Well, that's the problem. Like, you know, the whole reason I got into it was he was basically galvanized. Yes, he wanted to do something, but the report, like, hey, as Canadians, we all have to band together, and we're going after Garrison. And the fact that he's still left loose, well, that is a loose end because Canada now looms over this. There's just too much, and I don't mind the open-ended ending in movies or TV shows, but this is just too loose.
Well, that, and it's just... Some things just didn't make sense. Trump doesn't give a shit about his approval ratings. So why is he going around asking people about his approval ratings? Like, he literally doesn't care. Like, so, like, there's nothing in the news about Trump pandering to millennials for approval ratings or children for approval ratings. So that didn't make any sense at all.
Well, maybe that's the difference, because it is Mr. Garrison, and it one thing that's consistent with him over 20 years, I think, is that he definitely wants people to like him and, you know, think he's interesting, at least, if not really cool, or a woman for a few seasons there.
It's just, I cared more about the Mr. Mackey and the, all right, like, I cared more about the school storyline than the whole other huge-ass storyline with the Canadians and Stranger Things.
I do think they did a good job of wrapping up the school storyline from last week. You know, I mean, they didn't spend that much time on it, but just sort of the idea that, you know, but they work together and everybody throwing up. I thought that was actually very funny. Not funny enough to make the episode, you know, a real passing grade for me, but I did think there were some laughs there.
If there's anything people need to know is that if somebody's in a position of power over somebody at a workplace, those, like somebody else, they cannot get together, or that is just disgusting. Phil, that is just disgusting.
I do believe that.
I believe that too, even though my wife was an intern on a TV show that I worked on. But that's besides the point.
How dare you?
But we started dating after she went back to school.
That's
disgusting. It doesn't make it better.
That is absolutely disgusting.
It's very not PC. That's
you
for sure.
You just had another baby.
But okay, so
she makes that noise a lot.
Is the sentiment that this is what we care more about that than who we have in office, because people have kind of compared Hollywood in the sense that everything that's coming out, and yet the president has said heinous things and like acted in certain ways, and yet we don't impeach him whatsoever, but we care about Hollywood.
I think it's more that there's things in this world that nobody's ever going to agree on, and then there's things that are just universally agreed upon. One of those things that's universally agreed upon is that you don't date your coworkers.
Okay.
But one of those things that's not agreed upon is if the president's crazy, you don't just all not support him.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's an interesting theory that we certainly appreciate.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
The thing that's interesting with Trump is that it just seems like, and because, of course, Garrison and the whites are supposed to be the Trump supporters, like, yeah, and then it's also supposed to be just white people in general complaining about stuff. But like,
it's about time that we heard from the whites. I thought it was good of Trey and Matt to take
actually,
a stand.
They actually gave the whites a podium.
Nobody ever listens to the whites.
Nobody listens to the whites. The whites have no power in this country. But, no, I just think it's interesting because, yeah, like, no matter what Trump does, there's still going to be people who support him and love him for it.
Yeah.
Like, even, like, there's, like, intelligent people that are still, like, super on board with everything he does. And I'm just like, okay, you don't have to, like, hate the guy, but you can also be understanding of the fact that not everything he does is amazing, for the love of God. Like, that's, and I think that's what they were trying to get at, and that's what they were kind of showing through the whites, and that, like, but he's going to do this, he's going to do this.
But guys, Hillary wouldn't have been any better, I thought. Yeah. That was funny that they kept saying that.
The arguments.
We talked about doubling down, right? The name of that episode. Yeah. And so, it tried to take all the things that it laid out across the entire season. I mean, even down to the Cartman trying to kill himself, of like, come on, everybody.
Yeah, we don't want you to die, Eric. Give life a try, Eric.
I don't care if you're black, white, Asian, straight, or gay. If you don't do something, I'm going to kill myself.
I liked that Kyle was the set-off for Heidi's crisis, where she's like, you're just in love with me. And Kyle's like, I could never love you who you are now.
Yeah.
That was the moment.
That tells you a lot about Heidi, that's what made me like, what do you mean? Like, this guy that I don't like doesn't like me anymore. What happened?
you tried to get me killed. Yeah, well, you made us late for the pumpkin patch. That was a very weak time for me.
Yeah, and then
I was upset.
As I said when that episode aired, you know, there's something to be said for Cartman's stance on that. You know, the pumpkin patch was very important to him.
So let's talk about that, because she makes a very astute point that if you put yourself as the victim, then you're capable of anything.
I mean, that was the most Kyle moment of the season in terms of, like, you know, or no, Stan moment. You know, I've learned something today.
Yeah.
Like, that was the, you know, I've learned something today of the season. It's very true, but they didn't play it in the way that, they didn't play it in the way that kind of would have made more sense to play it. Because right now, because it doesn't seem like they're actually targeting people who are taking advantage of this the current climate to do that. It seems more like they're just saying it. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
I guess, I mean, it makes sense. To me, I was fine with it because I get it, maybe you want it a little bit more on the nose, but how much more on the nose can you be with Cartman and Heidi? Like, as far as the storyline that they've set up for themselves, you can interpret it and apply it to what you want, but Heidi and Cartman are your vehicle.
Yeah, and I think her realization that, you know, she never wanted to think of herself as a victim, and that's really all that Cartman has ever really done in his life, you know, whether it's a victim for, you know, his, you know, from the first episode, his mom not bringing him cheesy poofs, you know. Ever since then, he's been a victim of some kind or another. And I don't know, I thought it was interesting. Although I also liked how much Heidi hated the ghost of her skinny self. And
shut up, bitch.
Skinny bitch.
I don't know. I just feel like the victim card, the way they put it out there was a good message, but it was using a relationship as the example, as opposed to like the people like Antifa or like the people who are actually doing that to themselves. Like, it wasn't as on the nose as you think to the people who actually need to hear that message. Well, I don't know.
I don't think those people hear.
They wouldn't even watch the show anyway. So I guess that's true.
You know, I mean, hey, if there's who's that famous psychiatrist? He literally, after a whole slew of just being basically a shitbag for a number of years, he was finally like, okay, you know what? For the next year, I'm gonna just accept all responsibility in my life onto myself. And if things don't change, then I'll know it's bad luck. And all of a sudden, his life got tremendously better because he was like, you know what? Everything in my life, I'm just gonna take the responsibility for it, and it worked.
I don't know. I just wasn't very impressed with this season. There was like 3 good episodes throughout 10 episodes.
But they had a chance to... one of the things I appreciated was that we were tying in those elements, just we didn't tie it very well. And I do agree that we spent a little bit too much time in the Stranger Things it world.
I mean, I love that Randy was on a bike.
Which he fell off of. I definitely... That was probably my first laugh of the episode, yeah. I agree, though, that they... Like Steven said, they just... felt they had to strong arm that in there, even though it really didn't fit for the story that they were literally in the middle of, you know. But you got a couple of good jokes about it, so
I would have loved them to reset it with the Mandela effect as the cause. So like, they nuke Canada and then suddenly the next day, like this episode, Canada's fine and everybody remembers them having nuked Canada. It's like, oh no, that's the Mandela effect. You know, Canada's fine now. You know, they nuked Canada, but now it's fine. That's the Mandela effect. Like, I feel like they had a good opportunity to bring in Mandela effect. They had a good opportunity to bring in flat Earth theory. Like, so much is going on, has been going on throughout this season, that's just so laughable and make funnable that they just passed up because they wanted to focus on political bullshit.
I don't think they wanted to focus. I don't know. It's strange. We talked about it the first episode that they were going to do things a little bit differently this season.
And yet, yeah, I mean, it was a while before they got political, you know, and we didn't see Trump Garrison for kind of a while this year. You know, the first few, they were just like, no, we're just going to steer away from all that. But I do agree with the idea, though, Stephen, that it definitely ramped up in the second half of the season, and which, you know, it's only 5 episodes, but still, they clearly wanted to sort of make a very specific point, and whether or not that was helpful to the story they were trying to tell, they still made the point anyway.
So do you think that the show would be stronger if they did not do what they've been doing for 2 seasons now? 3
at
seasons
at this point
now?
Yeah, because it's just, they're just a lot stronger at one-offs. And I've liked those moments when they've tried to. I think there's a lot of good ideas there, but
they're pigeonholing themselves.
Then I don't know. Maybe you just need a little bit longer time to do it. I don't think a week. If you're going to do it in that sense, it really needs to be thought out. Otherwise, it just does feel like ideas thrown out and tried to be piecemeal together. Unfortunately,
but like I look at some of the best episodes of this series, and I'm like, okay, if you take any of those episodes and you take the best parts of them, there's no way you could fit them into any of these storylines. Take Jack Officers. There's no way you can have Jack Officers this season. Star of Marvin doesn't fit in this season. Like, Mr. Hat, you could have brought back. He could have fit in the season, but we didn't because he's gone. But, you know, like, think of your favorite episodes of this show and try to make any of those elements work in these continued storylines. And they just don't. Aside from, like, Randy being Lord, that's probably the best thing that came out of them serializing the series. But even then, like, it's just because Hillary lost, that, like, the seasons just went.
Yeah, I think that they haven't been able to recover from basically the election story that they wanted to tell. And just everything since then has been like, oh, I don't know. I mean, this isn't what we wanted. This isn't what we were excited about. But let's give it a try.
I think they're best give when they can just say the weirdest. Like, when they can just take 48 hours and come up with the weirdest shit and not have to worry about continuity, I think that's where they shine the best.
Yeah, the best episodes this season were definitely a little bit more standalone. You know, there was the Halloween episode, which I thought was very good. There was, you know, the episode that featured heavily Coon and Friends, as I recall. So I don't know. I think that the non-serialization is definitely the way to go. And I don't know, at the end of last season, the impression was, I mean, the title for that last episode was The End of Serialization as We Know It. So it was great. We're not going to get it anymore. And, I mean, you know, you didn't get it throughout the whole season, essentially, but you had a couple of two-parters that related to each other. And when you only have 10 episodes, the fact that that's four of them, so.
I don't necessarily mind the smaller things. Like, if they continued with
Subtle things.
Yeah, the fact that Tweek and Craig are still dating.
Yeah, that's holding hands and stuff. Yeah. Like, yeah, that's great.
But don't focus on that. Yeah. Just let it be part of the background.
You can have stuff that runs through the season, but don't have your main story just be, you know,
I mean, they could have Garrison be the president and still do things. It just doesn't need to have every episode tie so heavily together.
Yeah, like, one of my favorite episodes was, in fact, I forget the actual name of it, but when it's, you know, put it down.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it's actually called.
That was great.
You know, overall, a standalone episode, and yet it referenced, you know, that was the one that referenced Craig and Tweek actually being a gay couple. It had Heidi and, of course, Cartman and get brought.
At IKEA, your dream home is a blue bag away. No matter the size of your space or budget, we've got everything you need to turn your dreams into reality. And now with new lower prices on hundreds of our most popular products, bringing the dream home is even easier. Like the gray Strandom wing chair, was $369, now $299. And the IKEA Plus 365 9-piece cookware set was $129.99, now $89.99. And hundreds more. Shop new lower prices at IKEA-USA.com today.
Brought in Garrison. It brought, I don't know if I'd actually brought member berries. That might have been later. But,
well, and the member berries was just, it's just a throwaway.
Really wanted more.
It was funny. I remember we were all very excited when we were watching it, but you're just like, oh, well, great. Now here, the member berries are back, and we didn't get them again, which is definitely disappointing.
This episode was ripe for member berries, pun intended.
Well, because literally it was, I remember being here.
Yeah,
I remember being here, Cartman. There was like three of those, and any one of those would have been a good opportunity for the member berries. And there they are for those watching on YouTube.
We could have even brought the ghost of Michael Jackson back for a scene.
No, that's ignorant. That's ignorant.
Get out of here, you skinny bitch.
That's ignorant.
No, not you, skinny Heidi. I mean Michael Jackson.
That's ignorant.
That's ignorant.
No,
look in the mirror last episode.
No, that's stupid. No.
Oh, you didn't have any bonding with Kyle and his mom? Like, if they that would have been better if they just teamed up.
Well, that's what we were predicting last time.
Yeah, okay.
And Kyle's mom is barely there at the end, and, you know, she has, like, one line. It's like, oh, Kyle Ike, good to see you. I was like, all right, but, yeah, I mean.
Oh, Kyle Ike!
The whole cause would have been right in her wheelhouse, and, yeah, they definitely could have utilized her better. You know, I mean, I don't know. There's that she's a great character, and I feel like they don't use her enough. And whatever happened to Kenny? You know, it's like so
what happened to Officer Barb Brady?
Oh my God, I love Officer.
Where was Barb Brady on the search? Anyway,
right. Where was Mimsy?
Shut up, Mimsy!
Nah.
All right. Well, I don't have anything else. I just want to go down memory lane.
Yeah, let's do it.
We're going to play a cheap 80s song. Let's find Don't You Forget About Me.
From the Breakfast Club.
That's right. So let's find
Simple
that song.
Simple Minds.
And we're going to commentate as images flash. And if you're watching on video, great. You get to see the image. If you're listening on audio, use your imagination as we fill that visual void.
Imagination.
As we paint the word picture. Somebody in the chat, I saw it for a second, said, bad season, where do we go from here?
Only up.
Yeah.
How about away from serialization? Let's get some fucking James Cameron in here. Let's raise the bar.
Yeah, I don't know why. Why?
Okay, real quick, season 1 to 10. Wait, what's your rating?
One being the lowest.
One being the lowest. Hmm. 10 being
were,
how funny
I mean,
Heidi
there
is.
There were a few good episodes, so I don't know. I'll give it a 4.
That's pretty rough for saying there's been a few episodes, but I kind of agree with you. Yeah,
there were 4 good ones. That's
yeah, you're counting it off that number.
Yeah. Well, I was just thinking because there's 10. It's actually very easy on a scale of 1 to 10 because I'm like, I think there were 4 that I really liked.
What were you thinking? The 4: Give Life a Try, Coon and Friends, Water Bears, and Put It Down.
Yeah,
and last episode.
Last episode
was good, but as excited as I was for Terrence and Phillip being in it, you know, it's. You know, it's the 5th best, so it's like right in the middle.
Did you guys like the old folks one?
Oh, I did like the old folks with the Hummels. Yeah,
the Hummel.
See, that's true. And all of a sudden, the season sounds a little bit better because now we've already talked about more than half of it.
Yeah. So okay, let me just give a quick recap of all the episodes.
I think it wasn't that there wasn't. They weren't all like okay episodes. I think it's just all of the episodes did not live up to the potential that they could have.
Yeah, I think
they didn't tie in everything as well as they could have because Trey and Matt are so good at coming up with things nobody could ever think of. And when you can think of a way that would tie in better and you can think of a better way to do things, that's not a good sign. Because, like, you can look at a lot of the previous seasons and there's no way that anyone could think of something better to tie everything together in. And it seems like this season we were consistently thinking of better ways to do these episodes.
Yeah.
Sadly.
So we had white people renovating houses. Overall,
yeah.
I mean, if we're going to give these a pass or fail, I thought that was a pass.
That's a pass. Yeah,
it wasn't the best, but it was okay.
But was the episode a pass or was it just the whole part about Randy and the houses?
Randy and the houses.
See, like, so it's not even the whole episode. It's just that one part that's like memorable.
Yeah. Well, listen. Well, I'm gonna change history and perception.
Excuse me, I'm naysayer. I'm going to naysay.
Well, Put It Down, by far one of my favorite episode.
Reminded me a lot of what was the dude's name with the hat? Oh, my God.
There's a lot of dudes with hats.
Jamiroquai?
Oh, God.
I don't know. You think about that for a minute. Holiday special, I didn't love it. This was the Columbus Indigenous People.
I didn't love that one.
It was all right. No. Making out with the Indian was shock factor, but...
Yeah, I just liked it because of Randy. But apart from that,
yeah, it was a great Randy episode. But the episode on a whole, I would not give a passing grade to.
Franchise prequel for me wasn't the greatest, only because it didn't tie as much to the game as I had hoped.
It was
for.
All right. I just remembered it's reality who I was talking about with the hat.
Got it. Hummels and heroin.
I like that one. I mean, like Steven said, it could have certainly been better, but I think, yeah, top to bottom, it was pretty well crafted.
She's got jokes. Old lady farts.
I like they did bring that in with last week's episode.
Yeah,
Sons of Witches. I don't know why people didn't love this episode as much. I really enjoyed.
I thought we all liked it. I remember watching
top three of the season.
Yeah,
Doubling Down. I was okay with it.
Yeah, I mean, in relation to some of these other ones you mentioned, you know, it wasn't one of my favorites this year, but it was good. I did like it. But
Moss Piglets.
It was pretty good.
It could have been, the ending could have been a little bit stronger, but because it's a Nimsy and Nathan episode.
Yeah, I mean, there was some great Nathan and Mimsy stuff, but the episode on the whole was just okay.
It was a good swerve, though, with the NFL being the people who were trying to get the water
bears.
I did
think that was funny, yeah.
Indeed. And then Super Hard PC-ness, I thought one of my favorite episodes. I thought we were going to get to a better ending. Unfortunately, we didn't. And then tonight's episode just unfortunately completely let down.
Yeah.
So, we're on the bridge where it all began with Heidi ready to throw off her cell phone. So I'm just going to narrate a couple of these images as they filter through your glorious mind. Next picture. Look at this. The Beauty and the Beast. It's. Remember, we were going to the moon, and
we're gonna go live on Mars. Elon Musk was humanity's salvation.
Remember,
The Memba. Song.
I remember. Next one.
Hey!
Memberberries!
I remember the Memberberries.
I remember.
The only thing I can't remember is the song that they had. I was trying to find
the Memberberries song?
Yeah, remember they were all dancing at the club?
Hey, shut up. We're about to kill you.
I remember.
Next one. This is when Garrison... Okay, so this is when Garrison thought he was going to lose.
Aw, jeez.
Back in the day. And
I think this episode was actually called Aw, Jeez.
I think it was, yeah.
So, look at him, so different. This is when Heidi was still nice, thin, and they were still very loving.
This is when Cartman was about to go into the mountains to find the cabin. And that's when they all broke all his stuff.
Yes, indeed. Quite a sad, sad moment. So this is Garrison at work, finally as president.
Aw, jeez.
Next one. And then this is...
This was pretty good.
That was a fun episode. It's when they finally started to rehash their love.
When Craig realizes that he just has to listen and not try to give solutions to Tweak.
That's right. And
Yelp critic. What's this? This was a long
time
ago.
This season. Was it?
No, I'm not saying these are this season. I thought
all of them were last season. That's why. But yeah, you're right. Yeah, I mean, but sure, Yelp critic.
Boogers and cum.
That's what started this all. It was a Yelp critic along with Kyle's dad. And this is, of course, when he was being made fun of, Cartman was, for wanting to
kill himself.
Yeah, that episode. And then, of course, where he's singing.
Oh yeah, Give Life a Try.
Give Life a Try. So many good songs.
And then was there one last one? And this is
Token Lives Matter.
Yes, Token Lives Matter.
Well, of course, you have Butters in the background, standing up.
Wieners out.
You know what? That's how I'm going to end the episode. We don't have Steph Sabra. So it's three dudes, three white liberals.
All right.
Wieners out.
Wieners out, gentlemen.
All right. All right, Anthony, you ready? All right. Make sure the camera's good. I definitely don't put it on it on like a TV slate or anything like that, because we're going to put our wieners out. So don't put it on a TV slate whatsoever. Right, Anthony?
Right, Anthony?
You're not going to put up a TV slate, are you?
Yeah, Anthony. You're not going to cut away to another image when we bring our wieners out. You could never do that.
Because then you wouldn't see our wieners, would you?
What about our friends joking about us taking our wieners out or putting...
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Putting a TV slate over our wieners.
No, that's not cool.
That's not allowed, so don't do it.
Don't do it.
All right, so in 100... 99. Just kidding. All right. Christian's got his wiener out.
Oh, my God. Christian, what the fuck?
This wasn't a joke, right? No, come on.
Oh, my God.
It's the only way I'm ever going to see it.
You're a grower, not a shower, huh?
Ah, Anthony, adequate engineered cutaway.
Is it cold in there, guys?
Oh, my God.
It is now. Now that I have my pants off.
You're at full mast, aren't you? I'm sorry.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you guys for putting up with us. We're going to do a final episode next week of this year, and then we'll continue on with fun episodes, hopefully down memory lane of other stuff, just like we did with our Randy Marsh episode.
I just want to know who Cartman's father is. Like, I'm still curious.
I think it's Terrence.
Is it Terrence?
I just had
Satan
to...
Satan himself.
Or Philip.
No, Philip? Definitely not Philip. I think, you know, he doesn't go that way, if I had to guess about Philip. But
You don't like Philip very much.
No, I'm a big Terrence guy.
What did the Muslim say to the black?
Oh, man, this is even crazier than the time Muhammad came and dropped off his salmon helmet.
All right, we've completely devolved. In the meantime, where can people follow you, Steven?
At Naysayer on Twitter. NaySayer.
I'm sure that's a real Twitter.
Follow him.
But you can follow me at ChristianDMZ, and I do a bunch of shows here throughout the week. You can find me there, too.
Like the Trump Report, real-life version of this.
The Garrison Report, yes.
And you can follow me at Bill Svitek, and please follow at Steph Sabra.
Yeah, we wish she could have been here to talk about Heidi.
Unfortunately, the reason why she's not here, in all seriousness, there's like 8,000 fires here in L.A. We did not start the fire. It was always burning.
Since the world was turning.
Steph did have to be evacuated. That is the serious part. And luckily, she's safe. Don't worry. But unfortunately, she couldn't make it here tonight.
Hey, Terrence, have you heard about the evacuation?
Fuck. You can't add gas to that fire. What's wrong with you people? Alright, bye guys.
No, Terrence.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
See you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.